Home Study Lesson, 2 Timothy 1 through Hebrews 4, or Unit 27. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles your students learned as they studied 2 Timothy 1 through Hebrews 4, or Unit 27, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. 2 Timothy. In this epistle of Paul to Timothy, students learn the following truths. As we earnestly seek to have the Spirit to be with us, we can overcome fear and be unashamed of our testimony of Jesus Christ. As we endure hardships and remain faithful to the Lord, we can help ourselves and others obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. If we purge ourselves of iniquity, we can better serve the Lord. If we remain faithful in all the Lord requires of us, we will receive a crown of righteousness. Students also learned about the perils of our day and the value of the Scriptures. Day 2. Titus. As students studied Paul's epistle to Titus, a church leader in Crete, they learned that as we hold fast to the Word of God, we will be able to use true doctrine to encourage others to live the gospel of Jesus Christ and to refute those who oppose it. Paul encouraged followers of Jesus Christ to be good examples to others. He also testified that Jesus Christ gave Himself for us so that He could redeem us and purify us. Day 3. Philemon. In studying Paul's plea to Philemon to regard a newly converted escaped slave as a brother in the gospel, students learn that we are brothers and sisters in the gospel. They also learn that disciples of Jesus Christ extend mercy and forgiveness to others. Day 4. Hebrews chapter 1 through chapter 4. As students studied Paul's letter to the Hebrews, they learned a number of doctrines about the Savior, including His role as the Creator and His likeness to Heavenly Father. These doctrines led students to identify the truth that Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. They also learned that because Jesus Christ suffered and was tempted in all things, He understands us perfectly and can help us in times of need. Introduction. This lesson explores Paul's prophecies of peril found in the last days, as well as in his own day. Paul instructed Timothy and future readers to remain faithful amidst these perils. Paul instructed Timothy and future readers to remain faithful amidst these perils to the truths they have already learned, and to use the Scriptures as a source of understanding, correction, and instruction. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul describes the perilous times of the last days. Before class begins, ask the first two or three students who arrive to each draw a picture on the board of a dangerous or risky situation. After class begins, ask the class the following question. What words would you use to describe the situations drawn on the board? Explain that as part of his second epistle to Timothy, Paul prophesied of conditions in his day and ours. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3:1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Paul described the times we live in. How did Paul describe the times we live in? If needed, explain that the word perilous means full of danger or risk. What are some of the moral and spiritual perils or dangers you have seen in our day? Divide students into pairs. Provide each pair with a copy of the following chart. Invite each pair to read 2 Timothy 3:2 through 7 and answer the questions on the chart. Instruct them to use the footnotes to help with difficult words. Please refer to the chart on the middle of page 478 of Home Study Lesson Unit 27. After sufficient time, invite students to report to the class how they answered the questions in the chart, including why these conditions are so dangerous. Ask students to ponder if they ever worry that they might be affected by some of the dangers Paul mentioned in the verses they studied. According to the end of 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, what did Paul encourage Timothy to do that can also help us in our day? To turn away from wickedness. Explain that despite the seriousness of these disturbing conditions, we can find help and protection. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught could help us turn away from these perils. What did Paul teach about resisting the perils he described? What do you think it means in verse 14 to, quote, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, end quote? Invite students to identify a principle in 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15 that will help us overcome the spiritual perils of the last days. After students respond, write the following on the board. If we continue in the truths we have learned from trusted sources and in the scriptures, we can overcome the spiritual peril of the last days. How can relying on the scriptures and on the truths we have learned help us overcome the perils of our day? When have you chosen to rely on truths you have learned? How were you blessed for doing so? You could have students answer these questions first in their class notebooks or scripture study journals, and then invite a few students to share with the class what they wrote. Remind students that 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17 is a scripture mastery passage. Invite a student to read 2 Timothy 3, 15 through 17 aloud. And ask the class to look for what Paul taught about the scriptures. You might want to suggest that students mark what they find. What did Paul teach about studying the scriptures that can help us in our day? Help the class identify the following principle. As we study the scriptures, we can learn doctrine and receive correction and instruction that will help us grow toward perfection. Write this principle on the board. Ask students to think of a time when the scriptures, perhaps a passage they have studied in the New Testament, help them in one of the following ways. Number one, by helping them understand a doctrine of the gospel. Number two, by offering reproof or correction concerning something in their thinking, choices, or behavior that was not right. Number three, by providing an answer to a prayer or giving instruction on how to solve a problem. Give students time to think of experiences and then invite a few students to share what they thought of with the class. Considering what we have learned about the value of the scriptures, why do you think we are encouraged to study them daily? Provide students with a copy of the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Invite a student to read it aloud and ask the class to look for Elder Scott's counsel and promise with regard to scripture study. Quote, don't yield to Satan's lie that you don't have time to study the scriptures. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the Word of God each day is more important than sleep, school, work, television shows, video games, or social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the Word of God. If so, do it. As you dedicate time every day, personally and with your family, to the study of God's Word, peace will prevail in your life. End quote. From Make the Exercise of Faith Your First Priority, Ensign Orleahona, November 2014. Testify of the safety and peace that come to those who continue in the truths found in the Scriptures. Invite students to fold a piece of paper into thirds, creating three columns. Ask them to unfold the paper and write, Doctrine at the top of the first column, reproof and correction at the top of the second column, and instruction in righteousness at the top of the third column. Invite students to use this paper as a bookmark in their scriptures for 1 week, writing in the appropriate section each time they read a scripture that fulfills one of these purposes. For example, under the heading Doctrine, students could write a scripture reference and the doctrine or principle they learn from that reference. Under the heading Reproof and Correction, they could write the scripture reference and how the passage corrects false ideas. And under Instruction in Righteousness, they could record passages that give them insight into what good works they can do. Encourage students to bring their papers to class in 1 week to report on their experiences. You may want to place a reminder in your scriptures or manual to have a short discussion reviewing how they applied this scripture mastery passage. Next unit, Hebrews 5 through James 1. Encourage students to find answers to the following questions as they study the next unit. How are young men called to the priesthood? Who is mentioned in Hebrews as having great faith? Do you recognize any of the men and women you learned about in this unit? What verse of Scripture did Joseph Smith read that led him to ask of God, which resulted in the first vision? What is pure religion?